Cardiff, Danny speaking.
Hey, Danny, this is Butch from Park Place Automotive. I have a note here to call you.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Butch, how you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Good, good. Yeah, I was, you know, actually trying to touch base with you. I'm just looking at your file real quick. It's Park Place Automotive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was calling to touch base. We sent out some finance offers to the business. Looks like it was based on some financing you did on the past and your DMV credit profile. So we had the business pre-approved for some equipment financing, as well as working capital, up to about $250K. So I just wanted to see if you had received it and if, you know, what kind of plans you had coming up this summer, where you might need some financing.
Well, actually, I don't really need any financing other than I was looking to buy an additional house here. And I got, actually, Orrstown just called me today. I just got a $250 line with them, so we're really in pretty good shape.
Oh, okay. So you're looking to, like, expand the business for another building, or are you, like, a personal house?
No, it's, I have an LLC that owns the properties.
Oh, okay.
So our LLC owns the property that Park Place is on, so the business we rent from ourselves. So I'm buying investment properties, basically.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. And, I mean, have you been, like, who do you usually use when you look to add on these properties?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I was asking, who do you guys usually use, like, or do you usually use when you look to add on more properties? Is there a specific bank you lean on, or?
Well, we've done all our banking with BB&T, which was formerly Susquehanna. Haven't really done anything since BB&T has acquired Susquehanna.
Yeah.
So, I just was going to get a line on using our home, and the appraisals come in so ridiculously low now that I just said, hey, I forget it. I'm not going to tie up my property for, you know, $110,000 line, which isn't really.
And that's very, like, risky, too.
Yeah, so I called a friend of mine at Orrstown, and I said, hey, I think I want a $200,000 line. And he said, well, is that enough? And I said, well, I'll make it $250,000. And he could just call me today, so.
Okay.
We have that at our disposal if we so choose to use it. But as far as business and stuff, we're in good shape. We have plenty of money. We don't really need to borrow anything at this point.
Right. And so with that, you know, $250K line, is that what you, I mean, that's what do you usually use that for? Is that what you use to, I'm guessing, are you buying smaller properties? Or are you, I don't know if that's.
No, that, honestly, it's a line to my, I don't have any particular plans for it other than there's a home coming up that's next to our property, and it's going to be a public auction. So I may buy that. I may not. I don't know. Depends on what it sells for.
How much do you think it's going to sell for?
I don't really know. I'm guessing $250,000, but I don't really know.
Yeah.
Public auctions are, you know, a little hard to put a tag on.
Exactly.
I've been on one a couple of weeks ago that I wanted to buy, and I figured I wanted it just for the half acre lot because the house was really nothing. I figured a $120,000 was more than it was worth, and I started bidding on it, bid it to $131,000, I think, and I quit, and it ended up selling for $176,000. So.
Oh, wow. It's amazing how the properties, like, jump in value like that.
I think they're through most of the short sales and the foreclosures, and a lot of the stuff that's coming up now is better inventory, and I think the housing market's finally getting back to where we'd like to see it.
Exactly. I think everything's, you know, starting to turn around.
Most of those ones that were underwater and short sales and all that, most of those have been cleaned up now.
Yeah. So. Okay. I mean, basically, if you were looking to add on or expand, you know, with the business, your LLC, We do equipment financing. Not really sure what kind of equipment you use over there, but that, you know, pertains to anything from software, you know, to like machinery to help you guys with the.
Yeah, when you say you do equipment financing, you're talking like a line of credit or a loan.
Actual.
As opposed to these people that offer leases.
Yeah, we actually do equipment financing. We do leasing as well.
Yeah, leasing doesn't interest me at all.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I mean. We have multiple programs, but yeah, leasing is kind of like, it's like has that like dollar, you know, contract buyout at the end.
Right.
It's kind of
right.
It's weird.
Well,
and
they're a lease, so they're not a loan. So
you pay
the thing off early while you pay the amount of the lease. There is no interest savings. And
yeah, exactly.
I did that once and realized how bad of a business decision I made.
Recognize that
it's not a loan, it's a lease. So you're bound for that period of time and that monthly payment, no matter if you pay it off in a year or 5 years.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, not a very good business decision. We do leasing, but we also do financing. We pay out the vendor, you know, 2 to 5 year terms, like your traditional car loan. And then we also do working capital, which is essentially it's unsecured cash, and it's based off sales. So it's like a line of credit, you know, and the way we get you approved for as highest amount possible, you can take what you need. But it's better because it's based off sales. We can generally get you more, you know, than your typical mm-hmm. line of credit. So what were like sales like last year for you?
What were our sales? I think it was 1.9 something. I think it's 1,930,000 or
okay,
a little less than 2 million.
Okay, yeah. So I mean, quick quote can get you, you know, yeah, right around that 200,000, you know, on up range. That's just like a quick quote. I mean, if you could, I know you just.
So
got
you're basically going 10% of sales.
10% is it like the happy medium? It could be more, it could be less, you know, depending on what you. I don't know if you have any loans out other than that line currently, but yeah, it's basically due if you were looking to, you know, bring on some more capital. And with that line, we can, you know, stand in front of it or we can stand behind it if you had some projects, you know, where you need some capital.
Mm-hmm. You mean like a construction bridge? Like a construction loan, is that what you're referring to, or stand in front of it?
Yeah, so say you don't want to use your line, you want that for a rainy day, you know, you could use what we have to offer, and then not the same, vice versa. Like if you needed the 250 on your line, but you also needed some extra, we could stand behind that. So that's what I mean. We have multiple programs, and do you have like a need for more capital?
No.
No.
No, I really don't.
Okay.
And even the line that this 250 I'm getting, I'm getting it so it's there because I'm looking for different opportunities to expand. And
right.
But I have nothing in mind other than the next piece is this house that's coming up July 7th.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we buy it or not, I have no idea. But
yeah.
I don't like not having the ability to move forward on something when I recognize it as a good deal for us.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and, you know, that's good. We don't, you know, do mortgages or anything like that, but we do, you know, that working capital. And, you know, generally for those programs, the terms range from 3 months, you know, to like 3 years. So it's like a shorter term. It's definitely something that if you had...
And the interest rate on something like that is what to what?
It ranges. That's, you know, that's the tough part. Like
right.
Rates range basically what you're looking to do with the money. And also, you know, it's more like a custom loan. So it's like, they'll say you wanted, yeah, we want 250, another 250K. Well, they would, you know, we'd look at your sales. They look at the bank statements, evaluate the company's cash flow. And then they get you an approval. At that point, you choose like the terms, you know, that you're looking at. You want it for the short term, you know, the longest term being 3 years. But most customers, first time customers in the 24 month mark. And the rates, it's not like an APR, like a credit card, you know, where they you just, it compounds against you. It's like a fixed cost. So it doesn't change. It's like a payment that you're going to pay back. And, you know, that's usually after you get everything in, apply, see what you get qualified for, the underwriters contact you and give you different payment options because they range from monthly, weekly, daily, you know, depending on which, what fits the business better. Okay. Yeah. But it is like a cost of funds though. It's not like a percentage you just calculate out, you know? So it's definitely an option, you know, if you're looking, you know, for some extra capital on top of that line. You know, we definitely can help you out. And it's a simple process to get an approval. And we can get most approvals in approved in 24 hours and funded in 48 if needed.
Okay. Well, it, like I said, right now it's not a need. It's not even a consideration. But if you'd want to send me... you could send me an email form, and then I would I'd keep that because I don't close my door to opportunity. So you never know.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what I mean. These were really quick at turnover. So say you know some did come up in July, and you're like, oh, I need you know extra capital. I mean, we can instantly all you got to do is send the app over, some bank statements, tax return, and we'll get you an answer and fund it in you know within 48 hours. So yeah. It's definitely there to, you know, take advantage of an opportunity that comes up. So what's a good email over there for you?
It is Butch, B-U-T-C-H, at parkplaceautoinc.com.
Autoinc.com. All right, Butch. I'll go ahead and shoot that over to you. Some highlights of our programs you can keep on file as well. I'll attach an application, you know, in case something does come up. So it's right there for you.
Okay.
And, yeah, it won't be a good time, you know, to follow up with you and just check in on the business.
I don't know that there's a good time. You could just, you could send me an email.
Okay.
I'll respond quicker to that. Sometimes it's hard to get to me through the office because these people have, we don't accept any form of solicitation. So it's going to be hard for you to get to me by phone unless you have, you know, if I tell them I'm expecting a call or something. But typically, you can leave a message. I do call them back, as you just found out. But email is a lot quicker for me because, you know, I'm in and out of the office, and I check my email several times a day.
Yeah.
But I'm also out of the I'm also out of the area a lot. So.
Okay, that makes sense. And I mean, just out of curiosity, over there, you. Park Place Automotive, do you guys do like automotive repair or you do more like are you selling cars or
we have a banking license, we have a car lot in which we do sell some used cars. And then we do all automotive repair, every aspect of it, except for we don't do body and paint work, mechanical engines, transmissions, you know, that sort of thing. So we're a complete repair facility.
And how long you guys been, you know, you've been doing that for over there?
Well, this is a new location we just built, so we've been in here 3.5 years. I started the business 1984, but didn't do it full time until 1992. So we've been full time since 92, in business since 84.
That's good. And with the part time, you just kind of. Like fix cars on the side, or
I came from the corporate world.
Oh, okay.
So I was I worked for Sperry New Holland.
Oh, nice.
Then became Ford bought them, and I think Fiat has now bought them. I was in management there, and I bought a property, a facility, and then there was three of us who would kind of dabble with it part-time, and it became such a business that I quit my corporate world and went to this, and since I did that, we've expanded, three times now. And
that's great.
It's gone well.
Good for you. And have you always, you know, is this what you just want to own your own business, or you kind of just...
Yeah, it has nothing to do with automotive. I fixed some cars, and it came easy to me, but it's a business aspect that...
Yeah,
I could sell peanuts, you know, it doesn't have to be cars. So it's a business that I do. So
that's great. That's good. So yeah.
Well, Danny, it was nice talking to you.
Yeah, it was nice talking to you too, Butch.
I looked. I will keep your email, and we'll see what the future holds.
All right, sounds good, Butch.
Okay, all thank right, you.
Take care. Thank you. Okay.
Bye-bye.